In northwestern Alaska, it's storm season, and many coastal towns are struggling to fight erosion. A violent storm earlier this fall ate away at village shorelines, and residents say the only permanent solution to the problem is relocating entire towns to safer sites inland. But the cost of doing that would be enormous. Alaska Public Radio's Annie Feight reports.
The sea along Alaska's northwestern coast used to freeze by mid-October, shielding villages from the destructive waves that arrived with fall storms. But warming over the last few decades has kept the ice from forming its protective barrier in time. In Shishmaref, an island community just north of the Bering Strait, a storm this fall toppled one house into the ocean. But as bad as that was, last year's storm was even worse. The town's mayor, Stanley Toktu, points out towards the ocean and talks about a section of beach that crumbled away.
Because last year we lost in 2 hours maybe at least 30 feet of land.
Shishmaref does not have much land to lose. The Inupiaq Eskimo community is only a quarter mile wide and 3 miles long. The town sits a few feet above sea level on fine, dark sand. The community is so isolated, at the Nakpuk General Store, milk costs almost $14 a gallon and gasoline $3.39. Lucy Ngengawak stands outside the store, smoking a cigarette, and says she's worried about her house.
We never used to hear the ocean waves from our home. Now it's right behind our home that's, if the next storm comes around again, the home behind us will be probably submerged in water partially. And we're about 15 feet from her.
Up the coast, another Inupiaq Eskimo village called Kivalina is facing the same problem. Residents use four-wheelers to get around their tiny town. There aren't many jobs in Kivalina, and people rely on hunting seal, walrus, and caribou, and fishing for salmon. Kivalina is a traditional whaling village, but resident Colleen Swan says the town hasn't had whale meat since 1994.
Lately, you know, the ice just doesn't build up. Our people are not able to build their camps out in the ice, out on the ice. It's just too dangerous now. The ice doesn't get as thick as it used to.
Erosion in Kivalina is threatening the school, the power plant, and the airstrip, the town's only evacuation route. Residents recently dismantled a huge rusting plane to use as a barrier in front of the runway's most vulnerable edges. Like the people in Shishmaref, Kivalina residents want to move their town to a safer place. And the Army Corps of Engineers has spent 7 years and more than $1 million studying potential relocation sites. In Kivalina, they're working with Public Works official Tom Bolin. He says the next big storm could wipe out the entire town. He points north of town and says at the very least, residents need a better evacuation route.
Let's get a causeway and a little bridge built across this channel right here. Now, at least you have an emergency evacuation route, so when the bad storm comes, you can all run over there to the other side and get on high ground, and you're not trapped on this barrier island. And then once that road is established, we'll start seeing people move to their new community site, house by house, piece by piece. 15 years later, the whole village will be up there, and this will be nothing but a summer camp down here.
But that move will not be cheap. The General Accounting Office estimates relocating Kivalina and its 400 residents could cost as much as $400 million. In the meantime, the town's emergency plan calls for taking shelter in the school building. Residents say, so far, that plan has worked, but they're always worried about what the next storm might bring. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feight in Anchorage.